The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Abul Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. We're going to try and answer four questions. So if you brothers and sisters remember, the last time we spoke, we talked about five must-have traits for the mu'min. Five must-have traits. If we don't have these traits, but really between us and Allah, بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ Allah, we're making real effort to acquire these traits, then yes, we can also be called mu'mineen. One of them that we talked about last time was a healthy fear of God. We talked about that last time. Having a healthy fear of God. But the other ones that we want to answer today are the following four questions. Number one, what should our relationship with the Quran be like? What should my relationship with the Quran be like? Number two, what role does tawakkul, or trusting in Allah, relying on Allah, what role does that play in the life of the mu'min? Number three, what are three acceptable takeaways when talking about that all-important concept that we've all heard, iqamatus salah, establishing the prayer. When that's an order for all of us, what does that mean? What are two acceptable takeaways? And then finally, last but not least, keeping that ayat that I mentioned in the beginning in mind, there are some people who spend, who try, who make effort, and in the end, it's all in vain. The last one is Quranic infaq. What does that mean? What does it mean to spend in the way of God? So because we're relearning Islam, and it's difficult to unlearn something that we never learned before, we came to a belief about a certain thing, about Islam. We all love Islam, but we might not have been introduced to Islam through the Quran, through the verses of the Quran, through pondering the Quran. So because of that, we ask God for help. As always, we're going to start with that beautiful hadith, that beautiful dua of Imam Sadiq. He starts off with, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The Imam says this, wa arini al-haqqa haqqan hatta attabi'ahu. O God, show me the truth to be truth so that I embrace it, so that I accept it, so that I follow it. What else? وَأَرِنِ الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا. Show me, O God, falsehood to be falsehood. Batil to be batil, حَتَّى أَجْتَنِبَهُ. So that I can avoid it. So we're asking Allah for guidance. Our hearts are ready to be retaught Islam as we should. So back to our ayat of the Quran. So brothers and sisters, now if we can turn to surah number 8. Surah Anfal, surah number 8, verse number 2. So it should be this, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innamal mu'minun. So this is God speaking. Only these are mu'mineen. Only these are believers. Innamal mu'minun. Only they are believers. What are they like? Alladhina. Those who, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, when Allah is mentioned, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts tremble in awe of God.
They fear God. When God is mentioned, khawf, right? Wajilat means khawfat. Wajilat means there's khawf, there's literal khawf. I do fear God. I've recognized His majesty, His glory. I have that healthy fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now to our questions. So today's questions. And we'll start and we'll go through them, inshallah. The first question is, the second must-have trait for the mu'min. What should my relationship with the Qur'an be like? I'm a mu'min. I want to serve the cause. I'm here to hasten the reappearance of the Imam of the time. What should my relationship with the Qur'an be like? Back to our verse, brothers and sisters. So the verse is this. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ When the ayat of Allah, when the signs of Allah, when the verses of the Qur'an are recited for these mu'mineen, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا It increases their faith. A true mu'min or mu'mina, when the ayat of the Qur'an are recited, so this is whether I'm listening to somebody else reciting the Qur'an, or I myself am reciting the Qur'an, it increases me in faith. There's a catch though. When is it that when the ayat of the Qur'an are recited, or I am reciting them, that increases me in faith? This one is going, we're going to go for another ayat of Qur'an. So what we're talking about is one of the miraculous effects of the Qur'an. It helps me increase in iman. One of the miraculous effects. When is it that reciting the Qur'an helps me to increase in faith? Is it everybody who recites the Qur'an? Surah number 38 and verse number 29. So, brothers and sisters, let's see if you can follow along with me in the Arabic. We're looking for an answer. What are we looking for? When is it that reciting the Qur'an deepens my faith? Is it everybody who recites the Qur'an? Is it automatic? I just sit back and my faith is increased? Or is it something that I do? And if I do this, then that happens. Whether I'm listening to somebody else or whether I myself am reciting. God says this about His book. Kitabun. So the Qur'an is a book. Anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. We sent it down to you. We revealed it to you, Mubarak. So it's a blessed book that we, God, have sent down to you. What was the goal of Quran? When is it that believers' faith is increased? Let's look at the Arabic of this, brothers and sisters. What was the goal? God says in the Quran. Same verse. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ In order that they, plural, not Rasulullah, they, you and I, mu'mineen and mu'minat, plural, we, yadabbaru ayate, they ponder its verses. So when you and I go to the Quran looking for answers, trying to understand, why is it that it's so important to read the translation of Quran? I'm looking for answers. I'm looking for guidance, direction. What am I supposed to do? What does God want from me? When I read the Qur'an looking for guidance, then the Qur'an, it grows my faith. My faith becomes deeper.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على
معنا محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.